Jim Davis will soon be stepping down as Sustainable Tallahassee's executive director, so this will be the last Trash Dash under his watchful eye.
This will be the 7th annual Trash Dash. First couple of years we actually ran through the landfill, and this will be the 5th year run through the cross-country course they have out next to the landfill.
Local running enthusiast Meg Tree agrees the Appalachie Regional Park cross-country course is among the best in the Southeast.
Oh, this course is just beautiful, and it's very unique. You know, you can race here in Tallahassee 50 out of 52 weeks a year, and this is one of the only races that you can do on a true championship cross-country course. Most of your typical races are going to be out on the road, which it's beautiful to run our streets of Tallahassee, but this is something unlike any other 5K here in town.
For instance, there's actual up-and-down topography to add to the challenge of the course, as well as magnificent, densely wooded surroundings. Davis believes that has helped contribute to the popularity of the run and why advance registration this year is well ahead of where it's been in the past.
Probably close to 50% ahead of where we were at this time last year. I think being a Grand Prix race accredited by the Goffwin's Track Club has really helped out a lot. A lot of people want to run to get those points, and they're going to be out there. You know, it's our first time, hopefully, to expose some of these people to the track and to Sustainable Tallahassee.
Davis says there's still plenty of time to sign up.
Basically, you have a couple options. You can go online to sustainabletallahassee.org and register through that. You also can go to raceit.com and register through that. And you also can register the day of the race also,
which is coming up this weekend.
It is this coming Saturday, and race starts at 9 o'clock. If you haven't pre-registered, you should come a little early. Also, going on that day, the National Junior College Association is going to have a preliminary race at 8 o'clock. So those that might want to come out and watch some runners that, you know, are at collegiate level running, so it's a good opportunity for that also.
Of course, the Trash Dash is a big raiser of both money and awareness for Sustainable Tallahassee, and Davis is hoping the runners will help support the cause in one more way.
We're also asking people to bring their old T-shirts that they no longer use anymore. We have a group that actually takes those and sews them into produce bags that a local food bank uses that to hand out to those in need instead of using plastic bags. And we're also asking people to give old shoes that they no longer have and trophies they no longer have. Again, those can go to help charities and other organizations also.
Once again, proving the old saw that one person's trash is another person's treasure. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.